Thank you very much. Madam Executive Secretary and Presiding Officer, the Republic of Gabon is speaking on behalf of the 54 African countries. The African group associated itself with the statement made by the Republic of Guinea on behalf of the group of G77 and China. We would like to draw your attention that the long statement of the African group will be made available on the UNFCCC website. Chairs, the African group would like to thank you, Madam Secretary, Chairs, Mariam and Tosi, for your able leadership for this session. We would also like to thank the co-facilitators and the Secretariat for their support during this SB session, particularly for the support given in the organization of the UNFCCC African Regional Hub here in Sharm el-Sheikh. This hub has enabled us to be physically together in a safe and secure environment for the duration of the SB meeting and to ensure that we maximize the work together with all lead coordinators and African National Focal Point, which is a great success. Chairs, on the SB's joint agenda item on finance related agenda item, we have noted some progress was made at this session. Thus, the lack of appetite to commit adequate support and report accordingly under the SBI agenda item 4C is concerning. We welcome the communication from developed countries parties under Article 9.5 on the Paris Agreement. However, the African group calls for further clarification and competence of the indicative, qualitative, and quantitative information on climate finance. In addition, there was limited progress on transparency of support and support for adaptation, through Article 6.2. The African group would like to highlight that finance is a cornerstone for Africa, and lack of ambition within finance item would send a negative message that is not in line with the calls for announcing climate action by all. On SBI agenda item, on agenda item 3, National Adaptation Plan, we had meaningful discussion where we raised challenges, gaps, and need that we continue to face in the process to formulate and implement the NAPs, particularly on the implementation aspect. We hope that the SBI chair's informal note will capture all the views submitted from the co-facilitator summaries. On agenda item 4B, terms of reference of for the GC, the CGE, we would like to emphasize the importance of the role of the CGE in preparing us to report under the Paris Agreement and its ongoing role under the Convention. We are confident we will conclude this item swiftly in Glasgow. On agenda item 4C, technical and financial support for reporting is of vital importance to the group. We need to develop and decide on a roadmap for support for reporting under the Paris Agreement in Glasgow. On SUBSTA agenda item, on the Nairobi ROP program, the informal note has given parties the space to reflect on the progress made since SUBSTA 50 and to put forward ideas and priority to close the knowledge gaps and scale up adaptation action. However, more time is needed to consider information from the recently published progress report of 2021, including the proposed work plan and the modalities for the stocktake planned for SUBSTA 56. We look forward to continuing this work in Glasgow. On matter relating to Article 6, we had constructive discussion on the outstanding issues under Article 6 of the Paris Agreement during SUBSTA 52. Many options were proposed and captured in the summaries provided by the SUBSTA chair on all of the crunch issues. It is important to ensure that all views expressed during this discussion are accurately reflected in the summaries. It is crucial to underline that the objective of the ministerial consultation should be to find informed solution for issues where clear options have already been outlined and all implications of each option assessed. On agenda item 14, we are pleased to report that progress was made and the mode of work based on consideration of example and informal notes produced by and revised by the co-facilitator was effective in advancing the discussion and capturing in some detail the views of the party on this important item. The African group is also concerned that the difficulties which we will face by developing countries in implementing new reporting tables, especially on GHG inventory, are not being adequately addressed, neither in the agenda item, nor in SBI 4, B, and C. We need a system which has a wide participation as possible. We also have to stress again the importance for African countries on robust reporting, on support provided, and on adaptation and loss and damage. Chairs, African groups submit ambitious climate action under the NDC and call for the implementation of climate action in full conformity with the Convention and Paris Agreement, guided by the principle of equity and CBDR. The African group called on developing countries to raise their ambition and meet their pre-2020 mitigation and finance goal. Developing countries' parties must lead the way to the efforts against climate change by fulfilling their obligation as a show of good faith and building trust ahead of COP26. We, the African group, also like to request the Secretariat to ensure the communication and information on climate action should be in accordance with the Convention, and that UNFCCC is the primary intergovernmental forum for negotiating the global response to climate change. Finally, Chairs, as you mentioned on the work ahead and your plan on how to advance the work, the African group requests you to consult with parties on their priorities to ensure no issues are left behind. The African group, thank you and look forward to working with you to advance our work before COP26. I thank you.